We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Green Living viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Ho Tooth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV. Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshen County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Kualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Bolivian President Evo Morales encourages Earth's citizens to put the planet first. In humanitarian news, France's First Lady promotes literacy. In science news, astronomers from Washington, USA discover a mysterious ball of gas in space. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 6, is Sweden's National Day. Celebrating the coronation of His Majesty, Gustav I Vasa, in 1523, and the adoption of a new constitution in 1809. Sweden is situated in northern Europe, near the Baltic Sea between Norway and Finland. It has 14 United Nations educational, scientific and cultural organisation World Heritage Sites. One of these is the rock carvings in Tanum, which illustrate the life of European people in the Bronze Age. Another is the Varberg radio station, which displays transmitter equipment built between 1922 and 1924, still in working order. More than 25 Nobel Prize winners come from Sweden, including Nobel Peace Prize laureates Dr. Dag Hammarskjöld and Miss Alva Myrdal. We wish the warm-hearted citizens of Sweden an auspicious National Day.
Fly-in news. Heavy storm strikes Romania. Late on Tuesday, the nation's capital city of Bucharest and 15 counties in the central and eastern areas of the country were hit by intense rain and hailstorms. Hundreds of trees were uprooted, crops were flooded, and buildings and homes damaged. Railroad and air services were interrupted, and some 400 traffic accidents resulted. Local officials announced that emergency crews were being dispatched to facilitate quicker recovery from the storm. We are thankful for the safety of the storm-afflicted residents, as we also pray for their soon recuperation to the normalcy of daily life. With God's blessings, may such potential disasters be minimized through our caring lifestyles to help restore the Earth's balance.
Children lose their lives from extreme cold. In southeastern Peru, climate change is affecting many of the villages, where freezing temperatures arrived in March, nearly 3 months earlier than normal. Over 133 children did not survive the extreme cold temperatures so far this year. The Peruvian Health Ministry also reported that more than 13,000 children have been diagnosed with pneumonia. We shed tears to know of this cost of innocent lives and send our sympathies to the children's families. Our prayers for the swift recovery of the afflicted ones and that suffering such as this is eased as we work to stabilize the climate through our benevolent care toward all beings and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Porcine companions show the incredible intelligence of pigs. After falling in love with a pig as a child, Priscilla Valentine later brought two pot-bellied pigs into her life as animal companions. She soon began teaching them tricks and proved what scientists have been telling us for some time, that pigs are some of the most intelligent animals on the planet. Today, Ms. Valentine and her partner have introduced their beloved pigs to the public through many venues as well as US television, including The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Oprah Winfrey Show, Animal Planet, and The Late Show with David Letterman.
What is it that the audiences love the most about these charming animals?
I think it is that the humanness of the animals, that they can look into their eyes and see that they are bright animals. They can just look in there, and that the animals have personalities. Each pig has a different personality. We want to make people respect pigs. They are cleaner than dogs and cats. They are all potty trained, and they are so intelligent. We want people to respect pigs and give them that respect and treat them with respect.
As we learn more about pigs, it becomes increasingly clear that consuming them as food is both inhumane and unnecessary. In particular, pigs raised through intensive farming systems have played a key role in the evolution of viruses, making swine flu, for example, a perhaps avoidable source of human suffering and loss of life. Experts say the number of people affected is probably many times more than the official count, which now has reached around 22,000 in 71 countries, including those newly afflicted, such as the island nations of Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago. Meanwhile, health authorities warn that children and adults over the age of 60 are at greater risk, especially as many of the approximately 125 fatalities have been younger-aged persons.
Thank you, Miss Valentine, and your valued porcine friends for helping us better appreciate their wonderful nature. We pray for all persons who have been adversely affected by the swine flu and convey our sympathies for those who have suffered loss. Surely our world will improve in manifold ways as all turn to the plant-based diet to respect and save lives.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Kaldai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Beloved U.S. actor remembered. Renowned television and film star David Carradine passed away on Wednesday at the age of 72. With a career spanning 45 years, Mr. Carradine was most well known for his starring role as Kwai Chang Kane in the television series Kung Fu. Appearing in over 100 feature films, he was also acclaimed for his roles in the movies Bound for Glory as folk singer Woody Guthrie and the classic western The Long Riders. The versatile actor was said to be unique in having worked with the diverse styles of the three prominent directors, Martin Scorsese, Ingmar Bergman, and Quentin Tarantino. In 1999, Mr. Carradine had the opportunity to meet Supreme Master Ching Hai at the Oscar Gala Night of 100 Stars, where they enjoyed a conversation together. Our deep condolences to the family and friends of Mr. David Carradine, whose warmth and talented contributions will be missed. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting love of the divine.
First woman speaker in Indian Parliament. On Wednesday, India's Parliament elected Ms. Meera Kumar as Speaker of the Lower House, the first ever woman to hold the post in Indian history. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh offered congratulations, saying, "For the first time, a woman member of this august house has been elected as Speaker, and that too, a woman belonging to the Dalit community. In electing you to this august office, we members of Parliament pay tribute to the womanhood of our country. We send our warm accolades, Speaker Kumar, on your newly elected office. May your leadership be graced to fulfill the noble goals of your fellow citizens."
U.S. President calls for new era of peace. On Thursday, United States President Barack Obama gave a speech at Cairo University in Egypt, with the main theme being a new start between the U.S. and the world's 1.5 billion Muslims.
"And I'm also proud to carry with me the goodwill of the American people and a greeting of peace from Muslim communities in my country. Assalamu alaikum.
The president stated, "I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles, principles of justice and progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings."
He concluded the speech by reading quoted scriptures of peace from the Quran, Talmud, and Holy Bible.
"The Holy Quran tells us, 'O mankind, we have created you, male and a female, and we have made you into nations and tribes, so that you may know one another.' The Talmud tells us, 'The whole of the Torah is for the purpose of promoting peace.' The Holy Bible tells us, 'Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.'"
Your Excellency, we join in applause for your clarifying and conciliatory efforts toward harmony among all people. We wish you a safe and successful trip, as we are all reminded of the noble goal of humanity's shared understanding and respect.
"The people of the world can live together in peace. We know that is God's vision. Now that must be our work here on earth. Thank you, and may God's peace be upon you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Save our planet. Ocean sounds say climate change is on the rise. That is, according to Dr. Peter Bromirsky of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in California, USA, who is researching the sounds created by waves as they pound into the ocean floor. In decades past, such sounds were considered background noise, but Dr. Bromirsky and his colleagues have identified three distinct types, two of which are microseisms, or tiny earthquakes.
Together, they can be studied to provide information about rising sea levels and coastal erosion. Of his acoustical studies thus far, Dr. Bromirsky said, "A trend is already obvious. There is a definite increase in severe storm events over the years that we are noticing at the recording stations."
Dr. Bromirsky and Scripps Institution colleagues, we appreciate your detailed work in hearing the signs of nature's distress. May our response quicken to restore the original balance of our ecosphere.
In a global warming conference held in January 2009 with concerned Mongolian dignitaries and members of the public, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded us of the way to return to harmony with nature.
We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before, volcanoes, ice melting, and many islands, many nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. Being kind to animals is also being kind to ourselves, and the animal product or the animal raising is a cause of global warming. So it is good that we sacrifice even the dairy product to protect our planet for our children.
Save Our Planet. Daryl Hannah joins Sea Shepherd crew. Hollywood actress and vegan Daryl Hannah visited the Sea Shepherd crew in support of their mission to save the ocean's whales. Ms. Hannah commended the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society for its active dedication, stating humbly of herself, "Being in the media profession, there's really no use for it other than being able to take the light that shines on you and shine it on people who are really doing the work on the ground." Her visit to the ship and crew will be airing on Whale Wars Season 2, which began Friday, June 5th on the US-based TV network Animal Planet. Kudos and many thanks, Ms. Daryl Hannah, for your shining star of unwavering support for the marine animals. Through work such as yours and Sea Shepherd's, may the day soon come when we live in perfect peace with our friends of the oceans.
Save Our Planet. Awareness born at Environment Expo 2009 in Veracruz, Mexico. The June 4th Let's Make the Change, Protect the Environment conference was held as part of the expo at the World Trade Center Veracruz in Boca del Rio. Broadcast live by top radio station Los 40 Principales at 101.7 FM, reaching nearly 5 million listeners, as well as via Supreme Master Television, the conference was attended in person by government officials, as well as members of the public, including many students.
TV Azteca, the second largest television network in Mexico, invited the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association to their studio for a live report and interview on the event and the urgent matter of global warming, which was attended by our association's representative. Featured conference guest speaker was Mr. Alonso Dominguez Ferraez, Veracruz State's General Coordinator of Environment, Social Development and Environment Bureau.
Formally invited by the state government of Veracruz as the guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai, whose schedule unfortunately did not permit her to participate in person. However, she graciously agreed to share her insights on climate change through a video message in which she emphasized the urgency of the situation while offering the most effective solution, one within reach and time.
We now can see how imperative it is to stop the warming of the planet with the greenness of all green policies and actions. The most compassionate, the most heroic, the most life-saving action, that is the vegan diet. Organic vegan, to be exact, is better for your health as well. It is the long-term insurance against climate change. We must be the solution and encourage others with all the convincing and supporting scientific, physical, and moral data that is available to us. So they do the same. Together, we can usher in a new golden era where we can all live the noble qualities of love, compassion, and benevolence as was intended. Live up to the principles of nonviolence and forgiveness. Exemplify the human standard of virtuous living, righteous living, and live a more sustainable life in peace, joy, and harmony with each other.
We are grateful to the Veracruz government's organizers, Los Cuarentas Principales Radio, TV Azteca, other media members and caring audience of this important event for helping further convey our current global predicament. Our sincere thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose wisdom and care provides hope and motivation for audiences around the world. With heaven's grace, may all of humanity strive together to be the best stewards of Earth for the happiness and health of all life.
Please tune in to Words of Wisdom for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Perth, Australia records the second driest autumn in 16 years, with a one-third average rainfall amount causing concern for farmers.
Save Our Planet. The Dominican Republic receives $44.8 million from the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, to help launch the country's environmental protection program.
Save Our Planet, using new technology on the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Aqua satellites, scientists measure the fluorescent red light emitted by ocean phytoplankton to assess their health and the amount of CO2 they can absorb from the atmosphere.
Gigi the guinea pig, and this is my kind husband, Jojo.
Hi there, friends. Gigi and I love our compassionate vegan diet with no animal products.
We're here with the tip of the day.
Do you know that almond oil has many health benefits?
It's great for softening and moisturizing your skin.
Yes, sweet Gigi. It is also good to apply on pulled or strained muscles for some relief.
That's wonderful.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching.
Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In ecology news, Bolivian president advocates safeguarding the planet's resources. President Evo Morales, in speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, highlighted that all ecosystems have the right to live pollution-free. In addition, he stated they must be able to regenerate themselves and be in harmony with each other. President Morales said, "We now must begin to realize that the Earth does not belong to us. It's the other way round. We belong to the Earth. Our respectful appreciation, President Evo Morales, on your wise words. May the whole world heed your caution and help return our beloved planetary home to her pristine era of balance and glory.
In humanitarian news, France's First Lady, Mrs. Carla Bruni Sarkozy, establishes a foundation to support education and culture. The Foundation of France will help generate funds for groups that help the homeless, prison inmates, and people with disabilities. In addition, it will promote literacy. God bless you, Mrs. Carla Bruni Sarkozy, and the Foundation of France, on your commitment to helping your fellow citizens. May many people be uplifted through your caring endeavours. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the Carnegie Institution for the Science in the United States makes a new discovery. We are just going out to admire the birds twittering in the branches. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more exciting news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In science news, astronomers from Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States discover the possible forerunner to galaxies. Led by Dr. Masami Ouchi, the team of scientists from the Carnegie Institution for Science based in Washington, USA, has found a ball of gas, which they named Himiko, after a Japanese queen. They believe it has been in existence at the time our universe was approximately 800 million years old. Himiko extends for 55,000 light years. Congratulations, Dr. Masami Ouchi and fellow researchers at Carnegie Institution for Science, on your marvelous discovery. We look forward to hearing more about Himiko and other wonders of the universe in the near future.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Antique.
An antique lover visits Supreme Master Ching Hai and asks her, "Do you have any antique in your house?" She replied, "Yes, yes, but I have only one." The antique lover said, "Oh, what is it?" She answered, "The only antique in the house is me."
And now for our viewers' heartline. Sylvina sent this heartline after watching A Mother's Heart, Supreme Master Ching Hai's Love and Care for All Beings on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
"Thanks for this touching program. When I saw it, I felt love coming through the screen. May God bless you for making us expand our love to all creatures." Sylvina from Costa Rica.
Sweet Sylvina, we thank you for your tender heartline. May all beautiful animal friends be cherished and protected. Let us pray that the day be very soon coming. Heaven bless you and all your gentle Costa Rican co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May boundless love of God be bestowed upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Italy's Institute for Africa and Orient partners with Iran in designing new methods to restore Persia's ancient capital city of Persepolis.
The American Institute for Cancer Research in the USA identifies 3 steps that drastically reduce the risk of cancer: eating mostly fruits and vegetables and whole grains, maintaining a healthy weight, and exercising regularly.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy meets Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki at the Elysee Palace in Paris, France, to discuss Iran's nuclear program and other matters of shared interest.
The state government in Massachusetts, USA, is reviewing legislation that would require farmed animals to be provided with sufficient room to stand up, lie down, turn around, and extend their limbs or wings. El Salvador's President Mauricio Funes welcomes President Ma Ying-jeou from Formosa or Taiwan, where the two leaders pledged to continue building ties. When 11-year-old Canadian Bailey Pinto sent a letter to God attached to a balloon, lawyer Gary Batisar, whose wife found the letter, sent a thoughtful reply, saying that he was answering in the way he believed God would.
Russia announces plans to donate $1 million for relief aid to citizens displaced by internal conflict in Pakistan through the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR.
Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman meets with Russian leaders to resolve differences and strengthen diplomatic relations.
Driving from her wedding reception and still wearing her wedding dress, Georgette Clemons of Connecticut, USA, stopped when she saw a burning house and rushed inside to lead the people to safety.
The London College of Clinical Hypnosis and Don Tok Sang Hospital in Singapore are collaborating on healthcare professional training and hypnosis techniques to help people end smoking.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.